Chennai emerging as Ganja capital of TN, Ganja cakes being sold to school and college students in the capital city. Under the Dravidian model, stock government led by M.K. Stalin, Chennai is fast emerging fast as Ganja capital of Tamil Nadu if the arrests and seizures of narcotic drugs like Ganja, heroin and cannabis in Chennai during the past few months are any indication. According to recent data from the National Crime Record Bureau, NCRB, the rampant grounds of drug circulation in Tamil Nadu, posing a risk on whether the state is becoming a hotspot for such illegal markets. According to the NCRB data, the alarming rise in the cases had sparked a challenge to the state government in stemming the circulation of the drug. Tamil Nadu has stood third in the country in terms of cases registered under the Narcotic Drugs and Psychotropic Substances Act, 1985. South Zone IG Azra Garg said a couple of days ago, a total of 2,264 bank accounts of Ganja dealers as part of Ganja Vetai, Operation Ganja 2.0 have been frozen and 160 people have been arrested in the South Zone alone. In Theni, Madurai, Dindigul district assets of 651 people have been frozen and provisions of Gundas Act have been slapped on over 150. During the past 6 months, over 45,000 persons were arrested for smuggling and selling ganja. Of them, bank accounts including cash and jewelries of over 2,264 habitual offenders have frozen. Police seized 1,060 vehicles used for smuggling of ganja. In August last, CM Stalin ballyhooed, several governments are closely following Tamil Nadu's progress and development schemes and are implementing them in their states. The reputation of our government rests on the foundation laid by Periyar and Anna and the path laid by Kalagner Karunanidhi. During the 15 months DMK rule, crime against women and girls, burglaries, daylight daring murders in full public glare, abduction, chain and bag snatching, murder for gain, human trafficking, land grabbing, love jihads, unfettered religious conversions by Abrahamic forces, Hindu-phobic rhetoric by its DMK and its allies, arrest of BJP, Hindu outfit leaders and all-round rampant corruption. From the crime capital of the country, Chennai has been now fast emerging, Ganja capital of Tamil Nadu, and will be ranked first in Bharat. The circulation of Ganja is increasing in Tamil Nadu is concern for all. CM Stalin said, the Narcotics Intelligence Bureau, NIB, will be strengthened in every district by creating a DSP post. Districts bordering neighboring states should be extra cautious in controlling the influx of narcotics. The police can get the support of their counterparts in neighboring but should strengthen the border checkposts. Police in coastal districts should stay vigilant about narcotics entering through sea route, while those in hill districts like Theni and Dindigul should be extra cautious, as ganja can be cultivated along with other plants. Together with revenue officials, they should frequently inspect crops. TNDGP Salendra Babu is taking strict action to stop the sale of drugs including ganja throughout Tamil Nadu. It is a public knowledge that cultivating ganja crops in the hills of Theni district. These crops are harvested and powdered and then smuggled to Chennai. The police have found that some traders from Theni district have been in Chennai and involved in the sale of ganja. The following few examples will prove our contentions based on the data available in public domain and in police statements. In tune with the fast-changing digital era, they have gone digital. Police found a well-oiled network where food delivery executives peddle ganja by referral-only WhatsApp membership. The delivery agents, a safe and unsusceptible, undetectable medium, are not stopped by any law enforcing authorities. Patrol police arrested two techies K. Pagas Germain and V. Aram along with the food delivery boy Lakshman who acted as the courier. Customers order by giving their addresses in WhatsApp group, Amirtham, Nectar, or other social media platforms with coded language for door delivery. It will also be delivered at a pre-arranged common points. Freshly harvested green ganja, mostly sourced from Naxal-hit pockets along the Andhra Pradesh and the Siliru River belt, are being transported either by road, rail route to city. Acting on a tip that ganja chocolates are being sold in box stores, near schools and colleges in Chennai. These kiosks, box stores, are operating targeting young students. Especially it seems that some young women are addicted to these chocolates. Police raided suspected such stores. Ganja dealers have started selling ganja mixed with cakes instead of chocolates. This business is also going on targeting the students of Chennai. In September this year, following a search in an eatery on Jagannathan Street and found a cake laced with ganja being sold. The police nabbed the eatery owner, who was identified as Vijaya Roshan Ducker and his associate Thomas Alexander, Karthik, Akash and Pavan Kalyan. About 1.1 kilograms of ganja and other substances were recovered from them. Meanwhile, the Ice House police arrested two persons for allegedly selling opium. Police arrested four persons, including two women from Tripura, for allegedly smuggling ganja from their home state and seized kilogram of the contraband from them. The accused were identified as Paizar Ali, 4-0, and three others, and they illegally transported the contraband on a train. In September, in three separate incidents, police arrested six people including a tamarind seller for selling ganja at Periyamet, MKB Nagar and Tiruvottiyur. In another incident, police arrested Rehman and a woman Gulnaz with O Majid for transporting 4 kilograms ganja and seized a two-wheeler, 9,000 rupees cash. In June, Tambaram City police busted an inter-college ganja supply network which was operating from Shulinganallur OMR to Chengalpattu by arresting five students from different colleges, who have become peddlers from consumers over a period of time, effectively using digital wallets and messaging platforms. The accused were arrested for smuggling ganja from Andhra Pradesh and selling them in small sachets to students pursuing in colleges located across southern suburbs up to Chengalpattu. Police said that accused often exchanged their consignments from one person to the other at the top of the bridges to avoid being monitored by the cops and common public. After the inauguration of direct flight from Chennai to Ethiopia capital of Addis Ababa in July this year, during the 3 months period, 15 kilograms narcotic drugs worth over 131 crore rupees have been seized. Mostly women from Tanzania, Uganda, Venezuela were involved in smuggling of drugs. In July, Narcotics Control Bureau, NCB, destroyed over 1,300 kilograms of drugs in Chennai amid virtual presence of Union Home Minister Amit Shah. These are only a tip of iceberg. TNBJP Chief K. Annamalai told media in June, Chennai has become the ganja capital of Tamil Nadu and CM Stalin does not have the capability to address the problem which is destroying an entire generation of youngsters. TN police should work for the citizens of the state and prevent drug abuse, murders, rapes, chain, bags snatching and other crimes instead of working for the DMK. Gone are the days when only elite were consuming liquor at posh bars, joints in the evenings. Now people from all walks of life are a regular drinkers and they even prefer to skip food. Consuming liquor, smoking cigarettes are not confined not only to men, but also to girls, women in Tamil Nadu. There have been videos in this regards in social media. During COVID-19 times, sale of liquor was allowed in view of the income that generates to fill the coffers of the government. For the year 2021-22, the Tamil Nadu government has earned revenues to the tune of 36,013.14 crore rupees through sale of liquor, ARS, 201.99 crore increase when compared to last year, the 27th of April 2022. K. Annamalai, at Annamalai_K, on August 16, 2022 tweeted, August 11, TNCM takes a pledge to create an intoxication-free TN. August 14, TN state-owned enterprise Tasmac registers a one-day record sale of 273.92 crore rupees through the sale of liquor. The At Arivalayam party never ceases to amaze us with their appalling hypocrisy. Crimes committed in inebriated stage, particularly sexual assaults, road rage, accidents are on the rise and is the major factor for deteriorating law and order. This is, of course, CM Stalin's much-touted the Dravidian model government which he claims role model for others and their envy. Thank you for listening to The Organizer.